cliffcentral.com.
It's Philip Kutze. How's it, Phil? How are you?
Morning.
Nice to see you. Yeah, good. Phil, this is Gord. You haven't met Gord before, and Sia's here. And these are the couple of thousand people who are with us this morning. So now you know everybody. Okay, hi everybody, Phil. All right. So listen, Phil. Last time we spoke to you, just to give everybody a bit of context here, and it's your first time meeting some of them. I introduced you to Philip, who's the owner and dealer principal at the Witt Motors. That's in Ermelo. And I haven't ever been to Ermelo, so when Phil and I met for the first time, I was kind of curious about this place. But it's in Mpumalanga, and he does have lots of clients all over Johannesburg and Pretoria and other parts of the country too. And he was talking to me about how bored he was with hearing me complain about my car. And he said, look, let me give you an experience that will make your life a little bit less irritated, because I don't want to be bored with hearing this every morning on the show. And he's given me this car to drive for a little while, which is a GLC 300. It's a beautiful Merc. It's just unbelievable. And I actually posted a picture on my Instagram yesterday of the way it connects to Apple CarPlay, which, by the way, is just it's my favorite thing about cars that they make now, as opposed to cars that they made 20 years ago, is the way that... And George Meany's spoken about this in our Auto Central pod on a Friday a couple of times.
George Meany.
Yes, you love George Meany. But George has spoken about how everything is about electronics now and technology. It's not, you know, it's not the engine size or the fuel consumption or horsepower or any of that stuff. Most of us experience the car from the inside. And that experience has become really technological. And I just love the fact that I plug this phone into the car, and the two talk to each other. They make sense of each other. And I've got two assistants who are in the car with me the whole time. Like I go, hey, Siri, and then Siri does this and says, how can I help you? And then I say, hey, Mercedes, and she goes, hi, how can I help you?
And I feel and like the weather in Japan is 49 degrees Fahrenheit.
Exactly. I mean, she
can say, no, Siri, please plot the best route to Buccleuch. Belgium was founded in 1327 by King Leopold.
So basically, I just want to say thank you to Phil for like reminding me of how much has changed and how much better cars are than they've ever been. So Phil,
I hate my car too, so this is right up my alley.
Then you got to listen to what Phil has to say. So Phil, first of all, we spoke very generally about the car that I'm driving right at the moment, but you have a dealership and you have Mercedes there and you have Hyundai and you have a bunch of other cars too. And I reckon you could drive a new car. A lot of people don't know this. You could drive a new car as regularly as every year, and it doesn't have to cost you more. And you don't have to buy a new car every couple of weeks. You know, you could drive a new car every year for those 12 months, and it can cost you the same, if not less. I didn't know that Mercedes-Benz had their own bank. This is all mind-blowing. So, in other words, they have this situation where they have their own bank, and they have this package that they offer where you can drive, exactly. You can lease their car instead of having to buy it. And this makes a lot of sense, because who wants to own a car? It devalues over time.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's quite a few people that do would like to own a vehicle, but I mean, there's some negative things about it as well. I mean, you've got a maintenance plan. When the maintenance plan expires, you're going to pay for your services and anything that goes wrong on the vehicle, of course.
Correct.
So that's one thing. So, and people are misinterpreted by the thing where when you go to a bank and you finance a vehicle over 60 or 72 months and you trade in your vehicle before that time expires, I mean, you never own the vehicle. The bank owned it. So it's more or less the same on the agility scheme. You'll not own the vehicle, but it's the same process you go through on applying for financing on driving a new car. Or pre-owned.
But you don't have to worry about the maintenance and...
Exactly.
Okay, so this sounds too good to be true, but there must be some caveats. I mean, you know, they wouldn't offer this if they were going to lose money on it. So is there a limit to how much mileage you can do?
That's a cool part. I mean, because the package we can cater to the customer needs. I mean, so if you're driving to the office and your office is like 5 km away from your home, I mean, we can do 10,000 kilometers per annum.
Sure.
And then I go up to 40,000 kilometers per annum. So,
and basically then that brings the price up or down accordingly.
Exactly. The more you drive, the more you pay per month. So yes, and after 3 years, you'll just give the vehicle back. Just to give maybe, just to give a maybe a basic understanding on how financing works. So to make it easy for everybody, I mean, for every 50,000 that you finance through a bank on a car, more or less your installment will be R1,000. Okay, that's T's and C's and credit ratings and so forth. So, in other words, if your car is R100,000, your installment will be R2,000 a month. If your car is R500,000, your installment will be more or less R10,000 a month. That's easy way to calculate it. So let's take, I send you an example of, let's say, a GLA we've got in stock now. I mean, if you finance a vehicle over 60 months, you will pay R10,000 per month for 60 months. If you do agility, you will pay R7,000 for 36 months, and then you're done. So I suppose the trick is, I mean, we know when you're going to be out of a car in 36 months exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm. So we know we can sell you a new car every three years.
That makes sense. So that's why it works for them, because otherwise it would be, you know, the minute something's too good to be true, you're like, well, it's too good to be true because it's not true. But that makes sense. So, okay, agility. I didn't even know this thing existed. Just tell us quickly, is there a payment you have to make up front? Because this is like a lease agreement, as you've already explained. But there's no hidden, you don't have to pay for, you know, engine problems, or if something goes wrong, or you just take it back to the dealership and they sort it out for you.
Exactly, no. So I mean, the vehicle obviously comes standards with a maintenance plan, which is not a service plan. A maintenance is almost like a warranty.
Yeah.
Anything that goes wrong will be fixed in the vehicle. So, I mean, if your engine blew up on 90,000 kilometers, if it's still below 100,000, we will put in a new engine. So, I mean, in the 36 months, I mean, if you're going to put, let's say your mileage is 30,000 per annum, you will end up on a 90,000 kilometer, more or less. I mean, if you go over, you pay a penalty per kilometer, let's say either R2.50 or R5, depending on how big the vehicle is and how expensive the car is. So it's not like the contract is void by if you go a little bit over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but yeah, I mean, for me, it's the maintenance issue is always the key in this whole argument.
And Phil, if I decide, let's say I've taken out this agility deal and I've driven the car for 12 months and I decided I really like it and I want to keep it, do I have an option to...
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So after the 36 months, I mean, you've got the first right to buy the vehicle, or I mean, whichever time you sign up for. If you do a 12-month, what we found is normally on new vehicles, your sweet spot where you're going to get your best installment is 36 months. All right. When you get to pre-owned, we can also do it on pre-owned vehicles. There it gets excited. There it's the sweet spot is 1 year. So you get amazing deals on a 12-month agility deal.
Well, Gord and, I mean, Sia drives a little bit more than Gord, but Gord's been out of the house like, what, three times, Gordo, over the last...
I avoid leaving. Yeah, I get my Google Maps report, and it's like, distance traveled, 318 kilometers, places visited, 6. And it's like, I use it to... I filled up, I think, twice under lockdown. But I mean, yeah, there's grocery stores within that are close to me. But yeah, I'm not driving very much at the moment. I think the point that Gareth's making.
I think that's true for a lot of people. But when we start to again, and that will happen. I mean, funnily enough, yesterday I was driving, and I noticed traffic for the first time in a while. Someone had there was an accident, and there was traffic backed up near the reverse.
Oh, every time you say it, it's like Mufasa.
I know, it's scary. But
don't use the T word.
That just shows you that there is a huge amount of traffic starting to build up again, and it won't be long before we do have to travel to appointments and resume, in inverted commas, our normal lives. And maybe that's when you think about, well, I'd rather drive a nice car, and there are ways to afford it that you don't even need to own the damn thing. You can basically lease it. I didn't know this was a possibility. So thanks for that, Phil.
And it's I also, you know, if and when things normalize a little bit financially, I'd like to get something a little bit less crap than my Toyota Auris. So this is good to keep in mind.
All right. So Phil, you've apparently got a special on for just Cliff Central. You've got this one car that is really, really cool, and it's available, and You thought you'd just mention it in case there's someone who wants it. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so this is a E220 Cabriolet.
Sia, you'll love this. Sia, you know what a Cabriolet is, right?
I am Googling as we speak.
There you go.
That's when you look sexy with your top off.
All right, so tell us the details of this thing.
Sure. It's an E220. It's a pre-owned vehicle. I think the mileage is just over 10,000. I mean, not that you're actually going to care about it because it's not your car. You're going to give it back in a year's time. So 2019 E220 diesel cabriolet. It's got the AMG styling package and about, I will say, about 150,000 rand worth of extras also included in the vehicle. If you go and buy this car today new, you will pay about 1.2 million for the vehicle. Okay, so, and we can do this vehicle now for on the Cliff Central special, let's say about till the end of the week, for 10,000 rand per month for 12 months.
So, in other words, you're telling me you could drive this 1.2 million rand car for 10,000 rand a month for the next 12 months?
In other words, it's going to cost 220,000 rand to rent a car.
And you've got a convertible. Holy hell.
Ooh, Phil.
Right, well, converts in more ways than one, let me tell you.
Listen, get hold of Phil if you're interested in that. You can just email him info@dewits.co.za. All right, but one other thing, while we're talking about these cars and things, I'm just blown away by how amazingly technologically advanced these vehicles are now. There's this app that you got me to download for the car that you've lent me to drive at the moment. And this app, I can actually unlock the car from my phone. I can lock the car from my phone. I can start the engine. Just tell me what else I can do with this thing, because I haven't really played around with it a lot. But it's amazing. It gives me all the details on the car. And
exactly. Take a little bit of a course, because it's quite a bunch of stuff that you can do. I mean, the app has just been upgraded as well. So, I mean, you can do fuel consumption, you can open windows, and, as you mentioned, start the vehicle, lock the car. If you parked your vehicle at a shopping center, you can't remember where you parked, I mean, you can look it up on your GPS system. So,
it told me on Monday when we went to record the TV show, and the car was parked right outside the TV studio, it tells me the car is locked or unlocked. And then it allows me to do it from wherever I am. I don't have to go to the car and press the key. Isn't that phenomenal?
How many times have you parked at home, you take out the grocery shopping, and you've already done 3 trips to and from the car, you're now seated on the couch, and you go, oh, damn, did I lock the car?
Well, you just go on the app and check. And it actually sends you a notification and says, do you want to lock the car?
That is nifty.
I love this. It's just very cool. All right, so Phil, thanks for the update, and I'm sure someone's gonna grab that special with both hands. If they don't, I might. So thanks for the info. Very cool.
And listen, Gary. Last thing, by the way, I've sold your car, your old car. It's gone.
You're kidding.
Yes. No, it's gone.
Whoa. Oh. You should have put that in a box of Lindt chocolates.
That's amazing. You should have hidden that in a box of Lindt chocolates, and then I could have had a surprise. That's phenomenal. Okay, so Phil, Phil has achieved his goal. This is what happens when you get the professionals involved. You've sold the car that I couldn't stop talking about because I was so bored with it. And you've managed to solve that problem for me, but at the same time, you've got rid of the problem for you of me complaining.
Oh, awesome. No, just happy for you guys.
You're a genius. So you've actually sold my car.
Got it. Yes, settled, done.
Amazing. Jesus, this is great. What a great day. All right, thank you.
Mazel, guys. Wow. Mazel. Nice.
There's Phil. Phil Kutzer. You can get hold of him by emailing info@dewits.co.za. And he's the expert when it comes to these things. I mean, I tried to sell that car. At the beginning of lockdown, I went onto all those websites that sell cars. And they were giving me prices, and I thought that they were probably not great prices. So you go to the experts, you get the professionals involved, and look what happens. So thanks, Phil. Nice to speak to you.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Very, very good. There's Phil. Cliffcentral.com.